Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Alistair Begg tells of the time he and his wife saw a cyclist with, and they could hardly believe their eyes, with a rather large dog on his back. They noticed that the dog had his front paws crossed in front of the rider and his head was resting on the shoulder of the cyclist who was bent over pedaling the bike. While dogs may be man's best friend, the canines that I have had would never have cooperated with me the same way. The Beggs commented about the training the dog must have received. Then a short while later that morning, they encountered the same rider who had stopped to chat with a friend. Alistair's wife struck up a conversation with the cyclist. She told him how impressed she was with the dog, commenting, "You must have trained him from the time he was a puppy." "No," replied the cyclist, explaining that he had found the dog at the pound where almost certain death awaited him. He added, "He trusted me ever since I rescued him from the pound." Then she asked, "What kind of a dog is he?" The young man replied, "A pit bull." "Wow, that breed is not exactly known for snuggling up to strangers. Pit bulls are the junkyard dogs starved for a piece of human flesh. They're about as ill-natured as they come." Yet the dog trusted his master implicitly. "Ever since I rescued him from the pound," he explained. You don't need a dictionary's definition of the word trust. If you can picture a pit bull who so trusts his master as to cling to his back, resting his head on his shoulder as the cyclist weaves his way through traffic, that's trust. The dog didn't worry about where his master was taking him. There was a relationship between the two that overrode the uncertainty of the future. Do you ever wish you could have the same kind of trust when it comes to believing that God will take you where He wants you to be, as opposed to where you want to be? You remember the words of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Over 300 times the Bible speaks of trust. Most of those expressions talk about what people trust or distrust, as the case may be. Should you take time to make a study of them, you will learn that trust is part of faith. It is the flip side of belief, which is intellectual. Trust involves putting into practice what you believe in theory. You believe that a bridge is strong enough to hold you, right? But when you put your weight on it, you trust it to hold you up. That's the way it is with trusting God. You know others have found Him to be more than sufficient, more than able to rescue you from spiritual darkness that leads to death, to give you a hope and a future. Yet you are so hesitant to turn loose and let Him take you where He wants you to go. Trust is the luck of a little child learning to walk, whose eyes are focused on a dad with outstretched arms saying, "Come on to Daddy, I won't let you fall." And to that you can add the picture of a pit bull on the back of his master as he pedals through traffic. Okay, friend, if a dog can trust his master and a little child trusts his father, can't you trust God just for today? Can't you allow Him to take you where He wants you to go? When you decide that you can, you get a free ride and enjoy the scenery. As the words of the old song go, "Only trust Him, only trust Him." Yes, that's what we need today.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.